You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Hey there, all you cool cats and kittens. Nope, not doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about this wild and wacky world that we live in from the comfort of our own homes. I am Chad, coming to you from Zeus's Treehouse. And since he's not in the Zeus's Treehouse, no password required, so I'll just introduce him. It's my co-host. He's coming to us from Emily's humble abode. It's Diesel.
You don't say it right. It's the friendly confines of Emily's humble abode.
Dude, man, I can only remember so many words for that introduction. You have like 9 words for the name of her place. That's unfair. It's too many.
Well, it works for me.
All right, Diesel. Well, this week we're trying. Last week we did this over Skype. This week we're trying it over Zoom. So hopefully the audio quality is a little better for everyone. We also both are doing our mobile data just to make sure we're not clogging our own Wi-Fi since the internet, everyone is using it because everyone's quarantined still. But let's go right into our first segment, Diesel. And that is, how's your week been, buddy?
This is a very interesting segment because, like in previous episodes, we got to talk about the places we've gone, the things we've done. I'm assuming that you haven't done much. I haven't done much. I mean, I've done stuff inside.
Yeah, what have you done inside?
I've done a lot of cooking. On Thursday night, we made some spaghetti. Made it Emily's way.
Emily's way. That's
the way she calls it. Emily's way. Yeah. You just regular spaghetti sauce with nothing in it, and then you add your own tomatoes and your own spices and herbs, and we had a zucchini.
Nice.
Some onions and green peppers. It was pretty good. We just made meat sauce. Then on Saturday, I made some chili. Made it from scratch. Made it by myself. I also baked some banana bread. And with the leftover batter, I made some banana nut muffins. And then I also made some cornbread muffins to go with the chili. Sunday, we made this pasta salad for lunch throughout the week. It was a sun-dried, like, pasta salad with sun-dried, like, dressing and stuff like that. Sun-dried tomato, sorry.
I was waiting for you to say tomatoes there.
Yeah. It's been a long day. But, I kind of messed with the recipe a little bit. It didn't call for chicken, but we marinated 2 boneless chicken breasts in Italian dressing and let it sit for like 18 hours. And then we baked the chicken and cut it up into little cubes. And then instead of black olives, I went with green olives. And for a little bit of tang and crunch, I threw in some banana peppers.
Diesel, you're a man after my own heart because recipes are only just suggestions, just like pain. Mm-hmm.
And it was, it's really good. I like it a lot. I've been eating it for lunch all week. And then last night we made balsamic pork, took some pork chops, cubed it up, cooked it up, and then made a sauce out of balsamic vinegar, balsamic glaze, Worcestershire sauce, some garlic, some red pepper flakes, and just kind of stirred it all together. And it looks like steak. It has the mouthfeel of steak. Doesn't taste as much like steak, but still it tricks your brain to think you're eating steak, and it's a lot cheaper.
It looked really delicious. I mean, you sent me the photos of your dinner you had last night. It looked great. I would have eaten it.
Oh, it's really good. It's one of my favorite meals that we make. And then also I've been watching Marvel movies, and we didn't get all the way through the MCU universe, but
how far are we now?
Last night we watched Thor Ragnarok. So we're almost there. We also did some packing on Saturday and Sunday. So that kind of like halted us from finishing this weekend. But so yeah, other than that, not too much. I want to say there was something else that I watched over the weekend, some other movie, but I can't remember because like for not doing anything, I did a lot. Drank some wine.
Ooh.
Got some wine at the store. We got some cherry wine made out of cherries from Door County, the cherry capital of the world.
It is. Cranberries, it cherries. Was, it's what we do here in Wisconsin. And cheese.
It wasn't that shabby. Like, I liked it.
I've had that cherry wine before, and I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea. I just don't.
You don't like sweet wines, though.
Exactly. And that's why I don't like that cherry wine.
I like sweet wines. I don't know. What did you do this week?
Oh, let's see. What did I do since the last podcast? I've hung out at home a lot. But I've also been working. The restaurant slash bar I work at is still open for carry out. So I've been going in there 4 times a week still. It's shorter hours, and I'm not busy, really. I'm doing a lot of busy work, except on Friday nights for fish fry. So last week, let's see, Thursday, I bleached all of the toe kicks around the bar. That's where you put your feet, if you don't realize what a toe kick is, when you're sitting on the high stools at a bar. And I went around and I bleached all of them to clean them all. It took me about a good 3.5 hours on Thursday. And then I came home and I hung out with my fiance, as we've been doing constantly, which has been really awesome, actually. That's probably been one of my favorite things about this quarantine, is that Allison and I are just here, even if we're not, like, even if she's working and I'm sitting in the living room playing video games, we're just together the entire day, every day, basically, which is awesome. Friday, I worked, fish fry, busy, made some money. It was nice, lots of carryouts, cool to see some people. Saturday, not busy, didn't do anything. You know what I have been doing, though, at work, is watching Impractical Jokers. One of the greatest shows ever. Like, Impractical Jokers just makes me laugh so much. I've been rewatching episodes I already know the answers to, where I've definitely seen them before. Excuse me. Sorry, folks, if you heard that burp on air. But yeah, so I watched a lot of Impractical Jokers at work. As to what else I've been doing at home, I have been deep diving into another video game, and that's Two Point Hospital, which is a sim management game. Where, you remember like Roller Coaster Tycoon and Zoo Manager, all those kind of things? Same basic concept, mm-hmm. except now it's a hospital. And it's addictive, Diesel. I'm so deeply addicted to this game right now. And I have now.
Addicted to those games?
Huh?
I've gotten addicted to those games. There was a Simpsons one, Simpsons Tapped Out on the, like, on your phone. And, like, it's the same thing. And, like, I went, like, probably a good, like, 6 or 9 months a few years back just addicted and having to play every day. And, like, I wasn't going to spend money on it, but you had to play every day to, like, get your things, you know?
Oh, yeah. I understand the concept. Thankfully, Two Point Hospital is on Game Pass, so it was just a pre-download for me. I don't have to pay any money for it, really, technically. Once again, we're not getting into that argument again. I don't know why I bring it up every week, but we're not getting into that argument. That I'll argue with myself, but I'm addicted. It is so much fun, and it's so lighthearted. Like right now, like the diseases are hilarious. Like right now, guess Diesel, a pandemic. You want to know what the problem with a pandemic is?
What's that?
People get pans stuck on their heads that they just can't remove. And to fix this problem, you have to build a deluxe chamber to remove the pans with a magnet. That's the only way to fix that problem. Also, there's massive quantities of lightheadedness where people's heads become light bulbs, and then you have to, you know, create a room to fix those. It's just a great game. It is.
I think you've done lost your mind.
Probably. It's so much fun though, and if people will die, so you have to hire janitors, assistants, nurses. And what am I missing? Doctors, obviously doctors. There's 4 different people you have to hire. You have to manage the staff. You have to build all these rooms. And, you know, the patients all come in, got to build reception. Reception is very important. Got to make sure you put it in the right spot so that it's centralized and everyone can get to their appointments quickly. Because people can die if they're in your hospital. And then they become ghosts. And if your janitors don't have the ability to capture ghosts, then you've got a ghost floating around who scares all your patients, makes them die more quickly. And it just, you know, snowballs, Diesel. Snowballs. And I've been playing the shit out of that two-point hospital game. It has become an addiction for me. Because I think about it all the time. Like, how could I more set up this hospital so it's just a little bit more, you know, efficient? Because I already have three-star hospitals running. And three-star is the highest you can get for your hospital. I got three running. I'm working on my fourth right now. And it's just, how can I make it a little more efficient? You can buy separate buildings. All right, this has now become a two-point hospital promo right here. So besides that, also playing Kingdom Hearts 3. I've been playing a ton of video games. And Allison and I are chugging through the Umbrella Academy, which I know you like because you also quite enjoy that show. We just watched the episode where The Day That Wasn't, and we're about to start The Day That Was. You know what that means, right?
Yeah, well, next on your list should be The Boys. Show is awesome.
I think we are going to make The Boys next on the list because I want to watch it, and I feel like Umbrella Academy is a nice lead-in to that show.
It really is. They're similar enough, but different at the same time. But, like, it makes sense to watch them back-to-back, even though they have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, they're just both badass graphic novels. So, yeah, no, exactly. I think The Boys should be our next choice of shows, hopefully. Besides that, though, yeah, just making a lot of good food, hanging out. And I think, well, that's for final thoughts. I almost tried to jump the gun again. So let's go into our second segment, which is T-shirt time. What you rocking this week, Diesel?
I am rocking a classic, my AJ Styles P1 black T-shirt. It is in honor of AJ Styles losing in the Boneyard match this Saturday or Sunday, whenever his match is at WrestleMania.
I think it's Saturday.
I don't know which match is what night, but he's going to lose. There's no way The Undertaker is going to lose a Boneyard match. But that being said, he's never won a Buried Alive match. So,
but it's not a Buried Alive match. It's a Boneyard match.
He also said he was going to make him famous.
He did. He's pulling out the Biker Taker stuff, and I quite enjoy it.
Me as well.
Yeah. All right. This week, though, I am rocking another sweet, awesome T-shirt. This one is from RippedApparel.com, as always. And this is the Starry Night Remix 2 for Final Fantasy VII with Cloud looking at the Midgar reactor. And, yeah, I got this from RippedApparel.com because it's, like, my favorite place. If you want badass T-shirts that you can get, go to RippedApparel.com and buy some. They're always on discount. $13 daily T-shirt. There's three different options. Get them for $13 each, and they're always super cool. Today's shirt, at day of recording, is a Resident Evil shirt, which is also in the Starry Night design that I'm not ordering because I don't have any money because I'm, you know, in a pandemic. But you should go order it. And when you order it, tell them that you from the top rope told you to buy it so they sponsor this podcast and maybe just start sending me a free T-shirt. That'd be really awesome. But that will wrap up T-shirt time. Let's keep on keeping on. Next, we go to the segment where you get all the happenings and goings-on for all of your favorite podcasts, from everything from pro wrestling to podcasting itself to UFC to video games and everything in between. It's time for Visionaries Wrestling Network News. As always, Diesel kicks us off with his portion of the news. And once again, Channing is laid off due to the coronavirus pandemic. So I'm running the sound effects. So sorry for any of the screw ups.
Okay, starting off as always with Magnificent Matt Willis at the Matt Attack. The Magnificent One celebrated his 2 year back in podcasting this past Saturday by dropping the last Matt Attack podcast, which featured a quiz pitting Mason versus Graham from the MGB Wrestling Podcast. The show which brought Matt back to podcasting, yes, it's those two who are to blame for Matt's numerous shows over the last 2 years. If you haven't already listened to it, it's a great show. Hey, Talk at the Table will return next Tuesday on the VWN with Matt and Megs and Conrad discussing anything they want to talk at the table about. If you have a decisive topic for the boys to rant about, DM the show at Talk at Table.
Once again, one of Game Junkies' numerous podcasts.
Yeah. Game Junkies will be back on Saturday with Alex and Matt wrapping up what they've been playing whilst isolated, and in a slight change to what they were going to feature, one of their top three lists, this one detailing the top three cash grabbing games. This is a cautionary tale, people. Also, as discussed on Chris Talks Games last week, the Game Junkies are going to start to play D&D soon, with the game being recorded and hopefully released under the working title of Dungeons and Junkies soon.
Yeah, I went in on that game. I will not lie to you. I will say it to you guys. Matt, I haven't even said that to you, but I will say it now. I want in. I want to play. I want to play. Michelle!
And finally, as announced on Twitter, Chris Talks Games host Chris Lewis has updated the name of his YouTube channel. It is now called Chris Reactor. All one word. So it is now even easier to find his excellent reaction videos, unboxing videos, and vlogs. Thank you to everyone for support, especially Chad, who is a keen listener and viewer.
I'll do what I can because I like your podcast.
Moving on, Meg's All Pods at Dej Kirkby. 5 rounds with still no UFC event in sight. This is awesome for me. I don't have to butcher all these names. Meg and Carlos are going to take a break. Only kidding. They'll be back with some quality content on Tuesday. Happy April Fool's Day.
Got you guys
good. I added that part.
Got you guys good.
And on Why We Watch, an old friend to the Visionaries Wrestling Network, RJ Krasinski of Ringside Rant, revisits with Megs to talk about the ever-changing landscape of wrestling and content creation.
Yeah, that'll be a good listen. RJ, one of the original. And I mean, we do have to give a shout-out real quick here. I know it's part of the news, yeah. This is, on day of recording, the 2-year anniversary of Visionaries Wrestling Network right now. You do realize that, right? April 1st, baby.
You realize that it's the day of release because we started on April 2nd, but close enough, Chad. This week on Banned from Ringside, this week the boys talk the ever-changing world of WrestleMania with our predictions for the cards. Also, they recap the Wednesday Night Wars for the week and its new secondary title and tournament. Brought to you by FNB Eatery. Listen, share, subscribe, and repeat.
I like it. Always check out Band from Ringside. Great, great podcast. All right, for my portion of the news, I will start out with the MGB Wrestling Podcast. MGB News, Mason and Graham will be doing a classic, Nova Pro review of American Slang from July 2016 on Monday. Sorry, I got a little bit of the hiccups right now. Besides the usual Nova Pro roster, there will also be appearances from Kimberly, Donovan Dijak, and Cedric Alexander. Damn, sounds like that was a really good show. For the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, Good Cop, Bad Cop News is brought to you by Power Slam TV. Use code GOODCOPBADCOP for a 30-day free trial. Matt and Graham will be socially distancing through Skype to give you their good, bad, and unshare moments from the world of wrestling on Friday.
No, what else is new?
Same basis.
They're always social distancing.
I think that was the joke, Diesel. Way to you know, ruin the joke for them. That's my job.
April Fools.
All right. For my news, for my podcast, yeah, they'll be released soon. Just so you don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it at all, folks. It's not going to become a gimmick.
Okay, Jimmy Kimmel.
Not becoming a gimmick. I swear to you, it's not. I don't know. Do we have any news for a view from the top rope?
I miss doing the show in person. That's my news.
Yeah, I miss doing the show in person as well. It's weird sitting on the couch by myself.
It's weird doing it from here in the friendly confines of Emily's. I can't remember what it is myself.
It's humble abode, you fool. Humble abode. Yes.
I think we should just get answering some questions.
There is no Midwestern Wrestling Roundup because there's no wrestling going on right now. We have to finish up the news, you fool, before we can go into questions. Thank you all so much for listening to all these wonderful podcasts that we feature on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Make sure you're like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing on whatever podcasting platform you're using to listen to all these great podcasts. Those podcasting platforms include SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Podknife, Podable. I think it's a Podable twice, but just so many others. Type in Visionaries Wrestling Network into your Google machine, and you will find a podcasting platform that you enjoy. You can listen to these on. And if not, hit us up on Twitter at BizWrestleNet, and we'll get added to whatever podcasting platform that you prefer. But that is all the news that is fit to print. All right, time for us, though, to move into everybody's favorite time of the week, where we answer all of your amazing questions and get to talk about anything and everything that happens in this wild and wacky world. Before it can happen, though, I gotta say those magical words, and they are... Boys, hit the music.
Questions, questions, questions. We answer all your questions. Questions, questions, questions by high flyers. We answer all your questions. Your questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions by high flyers.
As the song just told you, it's time for the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week. And... I'm not going to kick the show off this week with a deep and respected question because this world is crazy enough without that. We're just going to go right into your high flyers questions. And we're going to start out with the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. And the question is, hope you guys didn't forget as you had nearly a week to prepare. And it is 50 ways to survive the coronavirus. It's stay in your flat, Pat. Don't visit your Nan, Stan. Don't buy all the bread, Ted. Just listen to me. Don't hop on the bus, Gus. Don't hoard all the couscous. Don't leave some bog roll for me, Lee. And maybe some Brie. And we have to do this with a wrestling version. That's from the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast at Good Bad Wrestle.
Guess what? I'm breaking those rules and I'm just doing it my way. You can do it wrestling way. I've spent the week thinking about it, and I don't want to do it that way. Sorry, Graham. So I got about 5 or 6, and just to let you know, you're going to have to hit the beeper button because this is going to get rated R.
Oh, great. So
you ready?
I'm ready.
I'll start with the tamer one. All right. You can stay home and cook with Pam, Graham. Go ahead and bake a cake, Jake. You can sit on your ass, lass. It's okay for you to be a bitch, Mitch. You'll have plenty of more time to stay at home and take a shit, Kit. And go right ahead and be a lazy f***, Chuck.
I knew that was the one that was going to have to be edited. I was just waiting to see what you were going to go with for the F-bomb there. Oh, that's good stuff. I like all of those. I mean, I didn't think of any of these for these. So I'm going to just go with off the top of my head. I got nothing. I don't have an answer for this. I'm so impressed with Diesels that I'm not going to answer just to piss Graham off even more, because Diesel didn't play by the rules. And my answer to the question is, I'm not going to answer your question. Yeah.
Stay at home and don't get in the ring, Sting.
Hey, that's a good one.
Don't be a dope. Get those ropes.
Pope? Just throwing Pope in there. All right, let us thank the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Who was that? Good, bad wrestle for that wonderful question. But let's keep on keeping on. Next we go to Satsuma Cassidy. Who was that? MGB Jackson 5. And the question is, with Doritos launching a limited edition Mountain Dew flavor, weirdest flavor of chip you have ever had?
Cappuccino Lays. That was really weird.
You had Cappuccino Lays? Those existed?
Yeah, every year Lays comes out with a whole bunch of weird flavors, and I'm not going to try them.
I'm not going to try them. I mean, that's a great answer to that question. I was going to say, we had those cotton candy chips for a bit. They were like just overly sweet. Maybe it was Lay's. They have like a cotton candy one.
It probably was. They have a lot of. They had one that was called sour milk.
Well, that's disgusting. Whatever the cotton candy one.
Yeah, I didn't try that one.
The cotton candy one is just one that sticks in my head. It was so sweet and disgusting. I don't even like cotton candy that much. I don't remember why I even tried the damn chips. But it was just so freaking gross. And the crunch. Like, cotton candy is supposed to be just like melt on your tongue. And you had to like crunch it. And it just made everything worse. Everything good about cotton candy was destroyed with those chips. All right. You got anything else you want to say about those chips, though, Diesel?
No, but every year Lay's comes out with some gross flavors, so be on the lookout for that.
All right, let us thank Satsuma Cassidy, who was at MGB Jackson 5, for that wonderful question. Next, let us go to... I got to go to my DMs, because we are going to our high-flying Hawaiian shirt-wearing friend, Tom, who was at on Twitter... High five, Tom. And that is the number 5, not the, you know, spelled out version of it. Where are his damn questions? There it is. All right. Tom's first question is, when the Bucks and Brewers win the championships in their respective shortened seasons, do you think the national media still will not give us enough respect?
They never will give us enough respect. It'll never happen. So, yes.
I mean, are we really even going to get an NBA season? Is this season good up here? I don't know if you heard the bell, but sidebar, are we going to get an NBA season finisher?
No. We'll be lucky if we even get, like, any baseball. Like, seriously. I mean, football might be in jeopardy with the way they're talking.
Yeah, I'm getting scared that we're not going to get the NFL at this point because, I mean, we're not getting OTAs, that's for damn sure. And I think the preseason's for sure going to get canceled. But I don't know. It's weird, weird times we live in. But, yeah, even if they were awarded the Bucks were given just the NBA championship, they wouldn't get any respect for it. So, yeah, I would just agree with Diesel and say, yes, even if they won, they wouldn't get any damn respect.
Milwaukee is equivalent to Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm glad you made that joke because I wasn't going to, but I'm glad someone did. All right, let's go to our second question from Tom. Question is, when we finally get to see Dynamite on October 28th, who do you think will be champions? World, women's tag team, and the new TNT champ.
Well, I think it'll still be John Moxley because there's going to be, if we're lucky enough to see Dynamite live in person in October, there's going to be a period of time where there's no wrestling at all. It's the way it's going to be because eventually they're just going to be like, no, you guys can't do it. Everyone has to stay home. That's what I think is going to happen. So John Moxley will still be champion.
Can you hear the bell? Sidebar?
I can hear the bell.
Okay, sidebar real quick. Did you see the report that WWE might be taking a full-on break after WrestleMania and just no events during April?
Yeah, because they almost killed Roman Reigns. But I also have heard that they're still going ahead with plans to have their New York show at the beginning of May, and they're still selling tickets on their website. So,
I mean, May right now. May is right now everyone's hopeful date. We're all hoping that by May we can start getting back to a real life. I don't think that's actually true, but that's, I feel, what everyone's hoping for.
Yeah. If wishes were fishes, Chad, the world would be an ocean.
It's true. It's true, Diesel. But so, back to your thing. So you say John Moxley will still be world champ. Are you going to say that all the champions are going to be the same then, or?
Yeah, and I don't think there will be a TNT champion because they'll do the tournament, but they won't be able to do the finals at Double or Nothing because that's not going to happen on May 25th either. So I think that they probably already have, like, taped a bunch of the tournament, if not all of it. So they will air the tournament, but I don't think a champion will be crowned because there won't be a match.
Fair enough. I think Diesel's probably right. I don't think there really will be any movement of any champions if we are seeing that show in October, because I think that September really is the most hopeful time that we have for, like, getting back on track. And shows will just have started getting back going in September. So I don't think that AEW will have any big title changes from, I guess, now, which is crazy to say because it's April, till at least October or later, which is nuts. And it's not because they're just trying to, you know, prop up these champions or anything. It's because that I just don't think there'll be any big wrestling shows for them to have a big title change. Yeah, living in wacky times.
We were supposed to go tonight.
I know. Tonight was supposed to be AEW. We should have been in Milwaukee right now for AEW.
Yeah, we should be sitting through dark right as we speak.
Exactly. We were going to record this show live on the way to AEW, and instead we're doing it live over Skype. And by Skype, I mean Zoom. Oh, the wacky times we live in. All right, let us thank, though, our Hawaiian shirt high-flying friend, Tom, who is on Twitter at High5Tom. And that is at high five, the number, not the letter, or not the spelled out version, Tom. All right, let us move on to our next high flyer.
Hey, look it. There's the bell, the doorbell, the whatever your bell you want to call it. It's Jerry. Hey, Arnold. This week, he has three questions. I think Chad's going to like all three of these ones.
Nice.
Question number one. Phillips head screws or flathead screws?
All right. Well, I don't know why in the first question you're like, oh, Chad's going to like all of these. I'm guessing I would go Phillips.
That's the obvious answer because you can use a Phillips head or a flathead screwdriver to screw those screws in.
Yeah, so Phillips.
Question number two. Joe Exotic or Carol Baskins?
Oh, Joe Exotic all the way. Carol Baskins is a bitch. She killed her husband. Joe Exotic. He might be a garbage human as well, but he ain't that bitch, Carol Baskins.
I don't know who these people are.
You haven't watched Tiger King yet?
Of course I watched Tiger King, you idiot.
You know, the lion bastard.
I haven't watched all of it. I've watched three episodes, but yeah. She definitely killed her husband.
Oh, and but fed him to the tigers.
Joe Exotic is, oh my God. I'm going to say neither, because both these people are nuts, and any big cat person, or like animal people in general like that, are just way nuts. They're just nuts.
Dude, if I didn't even know this was going on. Dude, if you're only three episodes in, you don't even know. You haven't even gotten to the point where you just have to go, holy shit, these people are off the chain insane.
Oh, I know some stuff. I've done some reading and stuff like that. But, yeah, I haven't watched it all. But, like, yeah, these people are nuts. All of them. Not just these two. Every one of them.
Oh, just wait till Jeff comes in. He's a piece of garbage. That man's a piece of garbage as well. There's a lot of garbage humans on that show. It's so good, though. I love Tiger King so much.
Okay, question number three. Jimmy Wang Yang or Tatanka?
Oh, I got to go Jimmy Wang Yang, one of the funniest gimmicks ever. And also, he was such a great wrestler. He was so awesome. I'm not hating on Tatanka at all, but Jimmy Wang Yang was the shit. And he even had a cruiserweight title run, didn't he? I feel like he won the belt second.
Unless we're thinking of Jamie Noble.
No, I think he took the belt off of Jamie Noble.
I have no idea. I'm going Jimmy Wang Yang too, just because of his name.
It was such a hilarious gimmick. I mean, he was an Asian cowboy wearing black leather. It was like Magic Mike before Magic Mike. It was wacky.
That's all the questions we have this week from Jerry. Hey, Arnold.
All right. Well, my turn to ask more questions then. Next we go to the worst host, Justin, who was at Worst Wrestling. And his question is, has Diesel watched any of the You Betcha series?
You Betcha? No, I haven't. That's a lie. April Fools, I got you again. I watched one at lunch today.
You watched one?
I watched one.
Which one did you watch?
The quarantine one.
Oh, the quarantine bar? That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's the one I watched. So I knew this question was coming, so I had to get. I only had enough time to watch one anyway, so I watched the first one that popped up, and I thought it was pretty funny.
They're quite funny. And Charlie, I want to say Baron is his last name or something like that. He's actually like on tour, like where he was on tour before all this happened, doing his comedy like all over the United States. And just doing Midwestern. Basically, he's from Wisconsin. The other guy, whose name I can't remember, is not. I think he's from Minnesota. But Charlie's from Wisconsin.
I like how they're playing darts on the phone.
That was funny stuff. That's a really good episode. You should really watch more of them. They are so they little hit you right in the brain because you go, oh shit, that's actually how all of us Wisconsinites act. Because especially all of Charlie Baron's videos. Because he does the Manitowoc update. He's the one who does the Manitowoc minute.
Well, I don't have the time, Chad.
You're still working.
It'd be nice if they'd shut everything down so I could just have a minute to watch all this stuff. But no, that's never going to happen. The world will never, ever be shut down.
Yeah, that's not possible still. We're only in April. All right, let us thank, though, the worst host, Justin, who was at Worst Wrestling. Our next tie flyer is going to be Mike, who was at Rio Wintry. And Mike's first question is, if you were AEW, would you read the WrestleMania results before Saturday/Sunday and really piss off Vince? Ooh.
I would not. For one reason only, in my opinion, that is the reason WCW like might not have killed them, but they shot themselves in the foot, and eventually they got gangrene in that foot, and they had to amputate the leg, and then from there on out, it was just not good for them.
Well, that's really true. I can't deny that when they announced Mick Foley's title win, it wasn't one of the biggest gaps ever, because that actually increased Raw's ratings by tenfold at least, because everyone wanted to see Mankind win. I don't think it would have as big of effect now, because spoilers are so rampant and it's so easy for fans to get them anyways. So
except for WrestleMania, they've been doing a pretty good job keeping the lid tight on that.
Yeah, it's true. I haven't seen anything on any dirt sheets or from anyone I know saying they have WrestleMania results. But even if they did, I think you're right. It's a lowest hanging fruit move, and they should not do it. They should just say no. And they don't need to do that, because AEW is doing fine on its own. All right, let's move on to our second question from Mike. That is, also, what would Vince do if AEW did, in fact, pull this shenanigans?
God only knows. He could... I don't even know what he'd do. I don't think that he'd let it bother him. I think that he'd welcome it just because of the past. Like, it worked for him once. You know, keep doing it. See what will happen, you know. It will probably make him more aggressive and like, okay, you want to like spoil our results? Well, then this is what we're going to do. We're going to make the best TV ever, and then you're going to just bring people to watch us again. So
I think you actually might be right on that. I think that if AEW pulled these shenanigans, it might bring out the old Vince. Just like they always say, now you brought out the old Dre, not, you know, forgot about Dre. And Vince would just start capping bitches left and right, because a pissed off Vince doesn't care. He will do anything and everything. I mean, he basically went to war with the FCC and the television commission by going, I'm going to put boobs on TV every week and blood and violence. And what are you going to do to stop me? Nothing, because I'm Vince McMahon. So I think that it would probably be best for WWE if AEW decided to be dickheads and like spoil WrestleMania, because it would just incite the beast. And he is a crazy old man, so you don't want to incite a crazy old man. They're scary.
Agreed.
All right, let us thank, though, Mike, who was at Real Wintry, for those great questions. But let's keep on keeping on. Next, we will go to Dits, who was at Dits on Wrestling. And the question is, favorite child TV shows?
I don't know. I used to rush home every day to watch Full House. And it was like a 3-hour block, too. So I've seen that show a million times. I'm going to go with also Boy Meets World. Anything that was on Disney Channel, any of the Disney Channel original shows, like Even Stevens, Lizzie McGuire, So Weird. The Jersey. Like, the all Jersey. Those shows were
good. Wow, that's a deep cut right there.
Those are just some to name a few. What do you got? I know you're going to go with like cartoons. And
I would say it's all cartoons for Chad. But I was actually trying to like think of just actual like childhood TV shows that I watched when I was really young. And I always think of Blue's Clues. And still to this day, I love all of the Blue's Clues like songs. We are looking for Blue's Clues. We are looking for Blue's Clues. We are looking for Blue's Clues. I wonder where they are. Boop, doot, 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 doot. Like, so classic. And you know I sing the Mail Time song all the time. Mail Time, Mail Time, Mail Time. Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail! A great, great, great jam in Blue's Clues. So Blue's Clues is actually going to be my answer for my favorite childhood show. I was a little kid when I watched Blue's Clues.
Well, I don't think we're going to make any money on this episode.
No, probably not. I mean, do we make any money on any of our episodes anyways?
You're not getting those checks?
Apparently not.
Oh, I didn't realize I was supposed to split them up.
You and Channing got some kind of side business going that I don't know about, don't you? You dickheads.
Chan's been getting paid this whole time. He just didn't know.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
He's still getting paid, even though he's laid off.
I got issues. After this episode, we're gonna have a conference meeting for sure.
You do have issues.
Oh, all right. Let us thank Ditz. Who was that? Ditz on Wrestling. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter and check out all of his wonderful podcasting content. Next, we will go to Good Guy Dave. Who was that? Dave Pozefsky. And Dave's first question is, are you surprised that Fight gained the streaming rights to WrestleMania rather than ESPN?
I am surprised, especially since ESPN has been playing like past WrestleManias on their channel. I mean, they don't got anything else to play right now because sports is canceled. But, I mean, they've had a good working relationship with ESPN. It just, like, as far as, like, a month or two ago, they were in talks of selling their pay-per-view rights to ESPN and just getting rid of the network as a whole. And so, yeah, this kind of comes out of nowhere, especially since, like, a year ago, they were talking about buying Fight TV just to shut them down.
Yeah. No, I have to completely agree with everything you just said, because I find it completely shocking, because ESPN even has like wrestling like in their top 10 and everything like that. SportsCenter talks about WWE. So the fact that ESPN didn't get the bid is insane. Does not make any logical sense. I mean, Fight TV had to have spent money out the ass to get this deal, right?
It's that Canada money. I wish we had some of that Canada money here in America.
Oh, those Canadian loonies and toonies. You can't turn those down ever. Greatest form of currency ever. All right, let's move on to our second question from Dave. This one is, what should be done with people not taking this pandemic seriously?
I don't know what you can do besides tell them just to stay at home. I mean, I don't want to see this like come like martial law and like stuff like that. But I mean, we have free will in this country. So, I mean, and plus there's only like a dozen states that are practicing the like stay at home order. And there's a bunch of states that aren't even practicing it. So it's like, how can you take it seriously unless we like come together as a people and just be like, hey, look, you stay inside for a little bit, hopefully this goes away. But I mean, at the same time, no one knows what's going to happen. No one knows like how to stop this. There's no vaccination. No one even really knows how you catch it. There's every day there's something new that comes out. So it's like, I don't know. This is a very scary time.
Yeah. I think the best response, I don't know if it was in Italy or Iraq or Middle Eastern country. I can't remember what country it was right now, but they're just publicly shaming people. Like if they catch people outside, just not obeying the, you know, stay at home or whatever kind of service you want to call it or safety measure, that they're just publicly shaming them, where they just post their picture on all of their, you know, websites saying, this person's an idiot. Oh, this guy is a moron. Those kind of things. This woman is an idiot. And I just love it. I think public shaming is a fantastic way to start trying to punish everyone for not agreeing with it. I
don't think that work in America,
though. Oh, it would, man.
Everybody, I don't think that work in America. People in this country love the attention. People love the attention. People will go out to get put on the internet. And you can't say they won't. There are crazies in this country. There are people that do stupid things every day just so they'll be on the internet and go viral or like be trending on Twitter. I don't think public shaming will work in this country. Gives people more of an excuse.
Unfortunately, I think you actually just shot a giant hole in that. Yep, you're right. You're 100% right on that. Public shaming would not work here in this country because we have no shame in America.
Which is a shame.
Ah, punny. Let's move on to our third and final question from Dave, which is one that we've answered many times, but in these times, it is always worth answering again. What are some YouTube channels that you love binging?
I can't remember what it's called again. Tell me.
Which one?
Sports
One.
No, this is the same conversation we had 2 weeks ago.
Oh, SB Nation.
The other one.
SB Nation.
SB Nation, yes. Yes, I love SB Nation. I'm not going through all the videos again because we just talked about this a couple weeks ago. TPS is another good one if you like lists. They have a lot of good lists, and they do – what I like about TPS is they'll take, like, a league, like, say the NFL, and they'll be like, this is the worst decision every single team has made. So there'll be, like, a 20-minute video discussing, like, every single team and everything that they did wrong and stuff like that. So I like that kind of stuff because, like, then everybody gets to be talked about. Then – you know, I just have a top 10 list. Dude, didn't talk about my team and, like, bitching and whining about it. Everybody gets their fair shake. So TPS is a good one, too.
Yeah, TPS is a great one. I like that one a lot. I just thought I would bring up my, you know, I went to my YouTube real quick. And my top subscriptions that I have right now are Cultaholic, obviously. So many great lists. Lots of great things they talk about. Tom Campbell is probably my new favorite. Don't get me wrong. Jack Ross and Adam Pacitti are all great, but I really enjoy Tom. We have Outside Xbox and Outside Extra, both great gaming channels. And if you like a little D&D, I also have those on there. I'm Mav3Rick, and that is a Madden channel, and it is great. He is really good at Madden. Plus, all of his buddies are pretty good at Madden. If you like Madden, it's great to watch that. TPS. Great. Watch Mojo, SB Nation, Triple Jump from Cultaholic is their gaming channel. It's like their sister channel. That's a great one to look up, Triple Jump. Lots of cool lists on there. And it has your favorite gaming guys from the old What Culture Gaming channel, when What Culture Gaming used to be great. So that's a good one. I'm not going to name any others because we talk about YouTube all the time.
I got one more.
What you got?
Parts Fun Known. It's...
Oh, yeah.
Russell Talk's sister channel that is basically run by Lori Blake and Adam Blompier. And I love that Adam Blompier is back on the YouTube. And just this morning before I went to work, I watched his how he would book night one of WrestleMania. And I really missed those videos. I'm so glad he's back online.
Yeah, you know, I've always loved Blompier. And I won't lie, I did watch all of his videos he's put on there. And I haven't watched his newest one because I didn't watch that today. But his How I Would Book the Jinder Mahal Title Reign was absolutely hilarious. And I loved everything about it. And it did make me realize how much I missed Adam Blompier.
Guy's the man.
He is. He did some shitty shit, but, you know, whatever.
That was in 2017.
Years ago. Years ago at this point.
It was pre-pandemic.
Well, on that note, let us thank good guy Dave. Who is that? Dave Pizewski. Let us move on to our next TIE Flyer. Next we go to Mags All Pods. Who is that? Dej Kirkby. And the question is this the most subdued WrestleMania week ever?
Oh, yeah, by far. I mean, even, like, in the past, like, the original WrestleManias, 1, 2, 3, 4, all those early ones, there was always a buzz in the city that they were in. They always had all the celebrities that came to the show, and, like, there was always stuff surrounding. And then in recent history with WrestleMania being a whole week where they had, like, the fan interaction and, like, basically – StarCast, but WWE's version of StarCast, the original StarCast, if you will, probably. So, I mean, subdued is a good way to describe this.
Yeah, I was going to try and hark back to the days of before social media and everything like that, but you're right. Even in those cities, the buzz was so much bigger than it is right now. Because there is no buzz in any city because WrestleMania can't have any fans at it. And it's absolutely insane. And especially with the way that WrestleMania has become over the past probably like 5 years, where it's become the biggest showcase of the independents as well. That week has become wherever WrestleMania is, every independent company that has the means and the ways puts on a show during that week to try and just glom on to the biggest, you know, pro wrestling event of the year. And this year, they don't have that. So this is by far, I honestly keep forgetting that WrestleMania is this weekend. I have forgotten multiple times that WrestleMania is a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday, that it's just going to happen. And I just keep forgetting about it.
And we have to break tradition. Like, we've watched like WrestleMania together for like the last 10 years. It's not going to happen this year.
No, yeah, this is the first time in over a decade we will not watch WrestleMania together. That's nuts. I did not think about that either. Holy shit. Okay, well, on that note, let us thank Mags All Pods. Who was that? Dej Kirkby for that great question. Let us move on to our next dive flyer. Next we go to the Five Rounds Pod. Who was that? Five Rounds Pod. And the question is, what snacks will you have for the two-day WrestleMania?
We got a bunch of like chips and like we got some baked goods that aren't baked yet. So like we got like cake mix and we got some brownies. We got some muffins. I'm sure we'll make some good stuff because I'm definitely watching it when it airs. It won't be live, but it will be live to me. So when it airs, I'll be watching it both nights. Heard got this planned.
Nice. I probably won't be watching it live as it airs. So what snacks will I have? Probably whatever's in my house. I have a whole bunch of chips, those kind of things as well. Got a bunch of beef jerky as well, because jerky is delicious. So
it that'll keeps probably for years.
Exactly, because it's cured meat, and it is the best. But let us thank the Five Rounds Pod. Who is that? Five Rounds Pod. Oh, that great question. Next, we will go to the Why We Watch Pod. Who is that? Why We Watch Pod. And the question is, of the announced matches for Mania, which one piqued your interest? Similarly, which one is meh?
Well, I mean, obviously, John Cena versus The Fiend piques my interest the most. And once you watch the Adam Blampier, how he would book the first night of WrestleMania, like he books it so good that there's no way it's going to live up to the way he books it. But like he makes good points, like how they can take advantage of not being in front of a crowd and being able to like make it more of a movie and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm sure that's what they're going to do, but I have a feeling they're going to make it too hokey. But as long as The Fiend wins, I'll be happy. I think it's going to be great either way. The match that I'm most meh about is one that they just kind of randomly put together. And that would be Bobby Lashley versus Aleister Black. It doesn't make sense at all why this is on WrestleMania. I guess another one would be Elias versus King Corbin because I don't care.
Yeah, that was going to be my answer, was the Elias versus King Corbin match. Even though they tried to build it with him doing the full-on Lion King thing where he shoved him off the top and was like, I am the king now. But it just, it doesn't even feel, even in this year that is not a big WrestleMania, obviously, because there's not going to be fans there, that this even deserves to be on WrestleMania. So Baron Corbin versus Elias is my one that I just, meh, that match happens, I don't even care about. And you're right, though. The number one match is The Fiend versus John Cena, but to not be boring, I'll take a different one. And I'll take AJ Styles versus The Undertaker in this Boneyard match. Because if they can do movie quality for The Fiend versus John Cena, AJ Styles and The Undertaker should also get that treatment in this Boneyard match. And I think they do some really cool shit with it. And I hope it's awesome.
Well, they're going to need it. They're going to need it more because The Undertaker, every year, he just – I mean, I love The Undertaker, but, I mean, it happens with age. Like, he loses a step every year, and it's sad to see. But, like, being able to do it, like, in this way, like, I'm assuming it's going to be, like – they're going to be similar. They're going to both take place outside of the Performance Center, outside of Full Sail. They're going to be in separate locations, and they are going to look like a movie. They're going to be more like
Lucha Underground style.
They're going to be like more like the Ultimate Deletion stuff. Hopefully, it's nothing like the Wyatt Family Compound thing that they did with Bray Wyatt. And
that wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that good.
But it wasn't that
bad.
This
is WrestleMania. They gotta do better. They gotta do better. At least we know it will be better than putting, like, beetles and maggots on the mat, you know?
That is 100%. We know that it will be better than them projecting maggots and roaches onto the mat and then Bray Wyatt falling to one RKO. And then for just a bonus answer, the Edge versus Randy Orton match should be one hell of a match. And if they last man standing in an empty arena, they could do some really cool shit with that. It's like harken back to the McFoley Rock.
That's what I was going to say. Exactly. Hopefully they have the same finish. They use a forklift.
Hey, it would be great for the young kids to see a forklift finish. They've not got to see a great forklift finish. Forklift, not fork lick. Fork lift finish. All right. On that note, let us thank the Why We Watch Pod. Who was that? Why We Watch Pod for that great question. Let's move on to our next TIE Flyer. Our next TIE Flyer is going to be the Mount Rushmore Pod. Who was that? Badlands Pod. And the question is, with this year's WrestleMania being as low-key as it is, do you think that WWE will go balls to the wall next year? Sorry, I keep getting the hiccups.
Yeah, if all this is over by then. I mean, it won't be any more of a spectacular than WrestleMania has been in the past, but, like, it won't be any different as long as everything's all good to go.
Yeah, no, I think that if everything they're going through with WrestleMania this year, and I think it could be really cool. Like, I don't think it's going to be the greatest WrestleMania, but I think it would be really, really cool with the movie qualities they could do with this John Cena versus The Fiend match, Undertaker versus AJ Styles, this empty arena, like last man standing with Edge and Randy Orton. But I think next year, if everything is a go for when WrestleMania is, yeah, they will go full on just pyro, every celebrity they can humanly get on the planet to come in. Yeah, I do. I think that they next year will blow the freaking balls off the walls for WrestleMania. All right. Well, let us thank the Mount Rushmore Pod. Who was that? Badlands Pod. For that great question. Next we go to Totally Not Dej Kirkby. Who was that? NJPWUS. And the question is, what is the best and worst thing about quarantine so far?
The best thing is not getting yelled at for doing nothing and not feeling like a lazy slob for doing nothing. The worst thing is you can't go out to eat. You can't go out and get drinks. You can't do anything. You can't even see people. Like, we're doing this podcast in two separate cities right now. It's fact. I mean, that's probably the worst thing.
I would say my number one worst thing about this so far is the fact we can't do this podcast together. Because it's good, and I hope you're all enjoying it, but it doesn't have the same energy that if we're together for the podcast. And for the best thing, just all the video game playing. I mean, I love playing video games, so it's been really nice. And then for the other best thing, as I've said multiple times, I love being able to just hang out with Allison this much. Just nice having her here. Even if we're not actually doing anything together, she might be working over at the kitchen table while I'm playing a video game, but it's just nice to be in the same, you know, area at all times. That's probably the best thing about it. All right. Let us thank, though, totally not Dej Kirkby, who is at NJPWUS for that wonderful question. Let's move on to our penultimate high flyer, and that is the Game Junkies with Matt and Alex, who is at Game Junkies Pod, and that is Junkies with a Z, not an S. And the question is, with Game Junkies branching into D&D with their spin-off Dungeons & Junkies series, the boys want to know, what is the best fantasy creature? A dragon? A orc? A wizard? Anything you can think of, Diesel.
I guess a dragon, just because it can do so much. It can fly. It's giant. It can spit fire. It can melt a whole ice wall that has been there for a trillion years. Yeah, Game of Thrones. So I guess I'm going to go with the dragon.
Fair enough. A dragon's always a good answer. The answer to the question, though, is the Kraken. And the Kraken probably actually exists, but at this time, it's never been proven. So it is a fantasy creature, and it rules the seas, man. You can destroy anything it wants. The seven seas are its bitch. So the Kraken is the greatest fantasy creature ever. Fantasy creature ever, because it's awesome, and I love the Kraken. Summon the Kraken. All right. Let us thank the Game Junkies with Matt and Alex, who on Twitter are at Game Junkies Pod. And that is Junkies with a Z. Let's move on to our final high flyer. Our final high flyer, as always, is the Matt-nificent Matt Willis, who was at the Matt Attack UK. And Matt's first question is, WrestleMania week is here, and it's by far the most unusual ever. What is your favorite unusual match in WrestleMania history?
The first one that comes up, and versus Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie.
That's the first
WrestleMania 14.
That's the first one popping in your head.
Yeah, that's an unusual match.
I can't say it wasn't an unusual match. The first one that popped into my head that I actually really enjoyed, and it's quite unusual, was the Big Show taking on Floyd Mayweather.
WrestleMania 20. Bah, bah,
bah. Boxing, baby. Weapon of mass destruction. And that's when Big Show started knocking bitches out with just that right, big right hand. Bah, bah.
Actually, changed my answer.
Okay.
The final to the Brawl for All at WrestleMania 15 between Bart Gunn and Butterbean.
Yeah, there you go. Watch, you got a man get his ass whooped.
15 seconds.
Just an ass whooping. All right, let's move on to our second question from Matt. It is, AEW are creating a title named after the network they're on, which I personally believe is a bad name for a title. What is the worst name for a championship you've heard of? Any promotion?
Twenty-four-seven title? I don't know. It's what it is, but at the same time, it'd be better if you just called it the hardcore title, because it's basically the same thing, but they don't want to use the word hardcore. I don't know. And how far is that fallen? Who is the 24/7 champ?
R-Truth is again. He won it from, what's his face? The offensive lineman guy. Riddick Moss out in front of his place during quarantine.
Okay, cool.
I think I saw it on the, it was on the YouTube, on WWE's YouTube or something like that. Yeah, once again, R-Truth is like a 27-time, 24/7 champion. And I mean, it's just, he's basically this decade's version of Crash Holly, right? That's all he is. But you're right. 24/7 title is probably the worst title. DDT has some really ridiculously named titles. I don't hate any of them, though. So, yeah, I'll just go with 24/7 title. It's a good answer, Diesel. Proud of you. Time to move on to our third and final question from Matt. And it is, since Diesel has a fantastic beard and Chad has a fashionable one, what are the best and worst beards in wrestling?
The best beard in wrestling, Beardman Hansen.
That was going to be my answer as well. Because I think it's in his name.
The worst beard in wrestling, I don't even know. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
He's got a really, no one's really rocking a terrible beard right now. Like Jericho Jericho used to through the ages be the one he could always call for the terrible goat beard, which I also rock at times, but it's usually an easy one to call up terrible on.
I mean, to be honest, Kevin Owens' beard isn't that great.
It's
kind of patchy.
Yeah, but he's the voice of the people, so we can't say that. I can't really think of any shitty beards right now. We're in the age of everyone being, you know, freshly cropped and everything like that. I guess the worst could be Brody Lee, because that thing just still looks like a mess of just gangly, just scraggly hair. I thought he would try and trim it down or make it look a little more manageable since he is the exalted one. But no, he's just still that same mad, mad, mad look he's got going. So I'll go with Brody Lee. All right, well, let us thank the magnificent Matt Willis for all three of those great questions. But that will wrap up the Mystery Brain Buster of the Week for episode 144. Okay. Thank you all for sending your questions in. Please keep sending your questions in. You can hit me up on Twitter at @ViewFromTopRope. Get Diesel up on Twitter at
Diesel_VFTR.
Or you can always just respond to the wonderful Twitter posts I put out each and every week asking for your questions. And now because I got the time, it goes out Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Pshaw. But let us move on to our final segment. That song means it's time for our final thought. Diesel, what do you got for us this week?
Make it short and sweet. Watch some more Marvel movies. I watch WrestleMania. And I'm about to make some dinner. So I'm starving.
Yeah, Diesel's getting hangry, folks. If you didn't notice, things have got a little more clipped because Diesel's getting hangry because the recordings take a little long for his taste. But my final thoughts are, pretty much the same thing. I'm going to be watching a whole bunch. I'm going to finish Umbrella Academy with Allison. Going to, enjoy WrestleMania. Don't know exactly when I'm going to watch it. Going to keep gaming. Going to become the master of all hospitals in Two Point Hospital. But besides that, I'm just going to enjoy my quarantine time with my wonderful fiance. So, Diesel, hit us up with social media stuff so we can get on out of here.
@Diesel_VFTR is my Twitter. @ViewFromTopRope is Chad's Twitter. View from Top Rope Official is where you find us on Instagram and Facebook. View from the Top Rope is where you find us on YouTube. AviewFromTopRope@gmail.com is our email address. Visionaries Wrestling Network on Twitter is @VizWrestleNet. Find us on Facebook @Visionaries Wrestling Network. You can hit us up and send your podcasts in to our email address, which is visionarieswrestlingnetwork@gmail.com. Listen to all the podcasts from the Visionaries Wrestling Network on Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. So many. You got Podknife, Podable, SoundCloud, Stitcher. Yeah.
And just so many others. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this wonderful podcast that we call View from the Top Rope. We hope that it is, you know, distract you from your boredom and made you smile, maybe laugh, hopefully think a little bit, and just, you know, helped you pass the time, these weird and wacky times that we're living in. Please remember to always like, comment, share, and subscribe on whatever podcasting platform you are listening to us on, so we can reach more and more people and keep providing the joy and frivolity to everyone. I have been Chad. He has been Diesel. I have been here in Zeus's Treehouse. Diesel's been in whatever the hell he calls it, because it's way too many words, and I'm not saying it right now.
Even the friendly confines of Emily's humble abode.
Words unnecessary. Zeus has been hanging here with me. But as always, remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.